Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hi guys, Sarah here. Just wanted to let you all know that we have set up a Buy Me a Coffee account. What is Buy Me a Coffee? Well, it's a platform where you can donate as little as the cost of a coffee to our podcast. Your donation will go towards the running costs of this podcast. Our goal is to reach $480, which is the yearly cost of our platform host, Buzzsprout. You can find the links to Buy Me a Coffee page on our socials, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and Instagram, our blog at www.fridaynightwinefight.blogspot.com, or at www.buymeacoffee.com/FNWF podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Bianca.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Amy. We are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than start and continue a podcast while we were all living La Vida lockdown. And we've been in and out of lockdown ever since. We're still currently in lockdown. What number are we up to? Six? Six.
Six.
Yeah.
Six. Seven, nine, five, six. Four.
87. Yeah. We don't know. Yeah. Anyway, we take aim. That's the one. 6,700,000.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. So we take aim at one topic each week with a bottle or three of wine, and we try to make some sense of it and each other. Mm-hmm. Nice. Ladies, what are we drinking?
Well, I'm drinking. I went and got a second bottle because the first one was delicious. Gapstead Wines, Tobacco Road. And it is a Merlot.
Ooh, delicious.
Yeah, it's really nice. That's why I went and got a second bottle.
Nice.
Love it. Love it.
Cool. Well, I had drama, so I'm not drinking. I did get a chance to buy wine. So
it's fair enough. We hardly understand.
Public service announcement. If you have to go and do something where you're going to have to stand in queues, pee first, because you may not get to stop at the bottle-o when you're racing home to pee.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so pee first. Yeah.
Yes.
Pee later.
Yes.
All right, well, I am drinking Wiley Rister Merlot because, well, it's my, oh, no, I've got another, oh, no, this is my last bottle. Or do I have another bottle? I can't remember. Anyway, for delicious reasons, I'm drinking this one, and it's gone a bit cold again and crap in Melbourne, so back to red. Yeah, we'll get to the summer drinking later. All right, Bianca, tell us what we're talking about tonight.
Well, our topic tonight is famous last words. So, if that topic title gives you a bit of confusion, famous last words are the words spoken right before death comes for the reaping.
Come on, I'm here for the reaping.
Yeah, here for the reaping.
I'm here for the reaping.
So to introduce the topic tonight, I won't go into any psych or anything like that. There's no need, really. I thought I'd talk about a few famous last words that are often mondegreened. Love it.
Love it so much.
Yeah. So first off, I have Johann Wolfgang Goethe. So who was he, you ask? Johann was a German poet, playwright, novelist, scientist, statesman, theatre director, and critic.
Oh, fucking overachiever.
Oh, yes. Yes. His works include plays, poetry, literature, and aesthetic criticism. I don't know what that is. Aesthetic criticism.
Oh, I think, like, if aesthetics, if you think about that word, so that's, like, all the things around that makes it beautiful. Yeah. Like, if it's aesthetically pleasing, it just looks beautiful. Well, it just looks shit. He just walks around and tells everybody things look shit. I do that.
He's German, so I assume that was just, like, just normal. Like, well, what is this?
The Germans tend to be quite friendly and upbeat people. It's just their language that sounds like they're going off chops. But, in fact, no, they're just celebrating the day. I mean, these people drink beer all the time. They can't be unhappy.
Yeah, that's true. Like, and they drink it by, like, the Stein, which is amazing. Anyway,
I love
you also. Oh, me too. He also did, I don't even know how to say this word. I'm having trouble with a word. Treatises? I don't know. It's treatises on botany, anatomy, and colour. Like, that's what he's specialised in, botany, anatomy, I can't talk, and colour. This is what happens when you drink early in the morning.
And eat KFC for breakfast.
Yeah. So I find colour really interesting. But anyway, he is considered to be the greatest German literary figure of the modern era. So his Mondegreened last words in English is more light or mehr Licht. So throughout his life, Johann was often fascinated by the physical and philosophical effects of light on human beings. This may have led us to believing that it was a last plea for a greater enlightenment before his death. However, these alleged last words of Johann were a result of misinterpretation. Moments before his death, Johann actually said, "Please open the second window of the bedroom so more light can enter." Yeah. So my second one is Gaius Julius Caesar. You know, that guy.
Yeah.
So if you don't know who Julius Caesar was, what rock are you living under?
He was named after a salad.
Yes.
Salad came first, people.
Yeah.
It's like chicken, egg. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Salad, then Roman Emperor. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
All over it.
So his Mondegreen last words in English are, "And you too, Brutus?" question, which is, "Et tu, Brute?" Although this sounds like the perfect dramatic thing that Julius Caesar could say moments before his brutal death, the truth appears to be a little different. According to historical evidence, he never said these famous last words at the moment of his assassination. Ancient Roman historian Plutarch, got another person just doing current events over here. Yeah. He reports that Caesar didn't say anything and he just pulled his toga over his head when he saw Marcus Brutus in the group of conspirators. Fame of this alleged Caesar's quote is mostly attributed to its occurrence in the theatrical play Julius Caesar by Shakespeare.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, he actually, like, as far as historians are concerned, or Plato's, that never happened. Yeah.
Oh. So he just pulled his toga over his head off. For fuck's sake, you two. All right. Yeah. Kill me then.
Yes. I got another. Yep.
Shakespeare's going to have to be another topic.
Oh,
that dude
Burned
up so many things.
Yes. Literally the word assassination.
And knock-knock jokes.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yep. So my next one is Nero Claudius Caesar, Augustus Germanicus. He was also a Roman emperor, for those who don't know who Emperor Nero was. His last words were apparently, "What a great artist the world loses in me." And I will attempt to say this Latin. "Quellus artifex pero." Pereo?
Whatever.
Yeah, it's a dead language. Emperor Nero, who lived during the imperial measurement, the imperial era of ancient Rome, indeed considered himself a great artist. Because, I mean, if you're ruling Rome, who wouldn't consider themselves great at everything?
Right?
Yeah. You've got to have a certain amount of ego over here. So, yeah.
Just a little bit.
Apparently, the last words that are attributed to Nero, that's not true. In reality, Nero, when he was finally found by the Praetorians in the puddle of his own blood, had already slashed his trachea, and he was so weakened by his unsuccessful suicide attempt, he probably managed only to make incoherent bubble sounds.
If he slashed his trachea, he probably couldn't say anything.
Exactly. So in addition to this, according to numerous writings by his biographers, his alleged last words were not, "What a great artist the world loses in me," but instead, "What a fidelity." And
what does that mean?
I don't know. Nero, please explain. Let's get a Ouija board. Let's try and contact Nero.
Oh, well, while we're doing that, I have a long list of dead people I want to ask.
So, Yeah, and apparently he said that after one of the centurions removed the dagger from the wound and tried to stop the bleeding with his tunic, Nero didn't know that the centurion had actually been ordered to bring him back to the jury alive.
Oh, so he was perhaps going to end up dead anyway. That's
oh,
like...
yeah, yeah. No, they were hunting him down. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nero was a dick, yeah.
I thought they were all dicks.
Yeah, they were, but some were dickier than other dicks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very Timmy much about
on... dick the dicks.
Yeah, too many dicks on the dance floor.
Right?
Yeah.
Too many dicks in ancient Rome. Yeah.
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 And so my last Mondegreened last words from Dylan Thomas. So he was a Welsh poet and writer, and apparently his last words were, "I've had 18 straight whiskies. I think that's a record."
Yeah, it's not the record, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, he's had 18 straight whiskies. I would
maybe back then it was.
I would consider that a record if I've had. I would say that after 18 straight whiskies.
I would say it because I'd be dead.
Yeah, yeah. So reportedly he said those words. However, like according to available witnesses, he didn't say them at the day of his death, but he did say them right after he returned from his last bender in Hotel Chelsea in New York. He actually died a few weeks later as a result of his long-term alcohol abuse. But yes, it wasn't his last words when he died. It was from a bender. Yeah.
That's how I'm going to go misquoted. Yep, coming off a very long bender.
Yeah.
That's right. And now I found some funny ones. And I know Sarah's also got some funny ones. But, yeah, these are great. So James French, who is a convicted murderer, right before his execution, he said, "Hey, fellas, how about this for a headline for tomorrow's paper? French fries." I love it. Chico Marx. So for those who don't know Chico Marx, his full name is actually Leonard Joseph Chico is his nickname, Marx. He's an American comedian, musician, and actor, and he's actually the oldest brother of the Marx brothers. So he said, "Remember, honey, don't forget what I told you. Put in my coffin, deck of cards, a mashy niblick, and a pretty blonde." And I'm just like, yes. Yes, definitely put something for me to do, a snack.
Is that a snack? I read this and I thought, is that a snack?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Someone Google it. What is a mashie? Hang on.
It sounds like a snack. It sounds like I need snacks for the afterlife. You know, like Egyptians. Yeah, they just put lots of shit in there.
Oh, no, mate. It's a golf club.
Oh, I thought it was a snack.
Me too. Mashie.
Yeah, a mashy niblick. It sounds like a snack.
Because it's mashy and then you nibble it, but you lick it.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like some sort of weird cookie. Oh, well, that's boring.
That's boring.
He wanted a deck of cards, a golf club, and maybe he was secretly psycho and he really wanted to play some cards with the blonde, beat her to death. Yeah.
But he's already dead. What's he going to do with a fucking golf club?
And a blonde. Ghost. His ghost. Ghosts can pick up shit.
Oh, it depends which movie or TV show you follow.
Yeah,
true. In real life, I like to say that ghosts can pick up shit.
Including a pretty blonde.
Yeah, yeah. My next one, John Sedgwick, a U.S. general of the Union Army. Yeah, back in the Confederate, Civil War. America. So he was shot mid-sentence. I fucking love this. They couldn't hit an elephant at this distance. couldn't hit an elephant.
Oh, that's terrible. I shouldn't have laughed. The man died. But, oh, God, that's hilarious.
Hang on. Union were the good guys, yeah?
Yeah, you got the Confederates and the Union.
That's right.
Yeah, the Confederates were down south.
Yeah, I can just, "Hey, boss, I hit one."
Exactly.
You just hear it, yeah.
Oh, God. Humphrey Bogart, I should never have switched from scotch to martinis.
Oh, right.
But that's okay because we started with martinis. It's okay.
We're not switching back.
We're not going to scotch, no.
No.
I love this. Voltaire, the philosopher, if you don't know who Voltaire is. So as he was dying, this priest asked if he wished to denounce Satan. And he said to the priest, "Now is not the time for making new enemies."
Smart man.
But, yeah, love
he
it.
Knew where he was going.
Yeah. W.C. Fields, who's an actor. So he was asked why he was reading the Bible, and he said, "I'm looking for loopholes."
Oh, also smart.
Yeah. I already have seven, but I'm not giving them away in case one of you bastards dies first and uses them.
Yeah. It'll probably be you that dies first. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, at the hands of you two, most likely. Yeah,
that's right.
Probably likely.
So I'm saying, who knows? And Lou, lastly, the reason I suggested this topic is this is one that I heard and I was like, yes, this needs to be a topic because I really want to say this.
Whole 5 seconds. I need to say it so we're making a topic about it. Done.
Yeah, exactly. And then so that's why there was so much filler here, people. Thomas Thomas Dumas Marquis de Favre. He was born in March 26, 1744, and died February 19, 1790. He was a French aristocrat and supporter of the
house. An aristocrat, not an aristocrat. That's different.
This is not a Disney movie.
Oh, mate, you have no idea how many times I do that all the time. I just do it so much. Yeah. Aristocratic. You mean aristocratic? Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's not what, yeah, might be what I said, but it's not what I meant.
Yeah. Sounds like somebody I know has famous last words.
Yeah, it's kind of going on her grave. Not that she's getting a grave, no.
Too good for her.
Yeah. So, yes, he is a supporter of the House of Bourbon, which I applaud. And that was during the French Revolution. He's often seen as a martyr of the royalist cause. So, Favre's was Thanks, Vlad.
He was also a vampire.
Yes, he was an aristocrat cat.
He was an aristocrat vampire.
Yeah, part of the French Revolution. So
I've seen this movie.
I've definitely seen this movie.
He was executed for his part in planning against the people of France under Comte de Comte de Provence. His last words, which he said deadpan to the judge upon reading his death sentence warrant, "I see that you have made 3 spelling mistakes." Oh, a grammar, like absolute grammar Nazi. I can relate wholeheartedly. Oh boy. Yes.
Yeah, but you're also a bit of an asshole. So you would have said, "Who is your clerk? I'm sorry, fire them. I'm your new clerk now. Yeah, I know you're going to execute me, but they can wait. You clearly need help. I'm here to help you. This is what I'm going to do for you." Yeah.
Right. Oh, God. I'm reading the SOPs for this thing that I've got to get assessed on. So I've been sent the PDFs, right? And I just want to edit them because this picture is covering the words. Like it hasn't been, it's not formatted properly. The pictures are too big and they're literally covering like half the freaking paragraph. And I'm like, oh, giddy aunt. Oh boy. This whole thing needs to be fixed.
OCD nightmare, mate.
It really is. It really is. If I find spelling mistakes, oh boy. I guess I'm being executed. Yep.
Don't ask her just read it and tell me what you think of the content, because there is no content when she's found one mistake. That's it.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I'm trying so hard to concentrate. Yeah, I can't take in any information now that I'm, like, as soon as I see a picture that's in the wrong spot, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Let me edit it. Okay.
That's the problem with OCD people.
Yep. Yeah. Especially the undiagnosed kind. Oh, God. Well, that's me done. I'm so happy with this topic. It's so funny. I've had so much, like, I've laughed so much looking up so many famous last words. It's been great.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
All right, Amy, what have you got?
Yeah.
My turn. Okay. Well, this week I did what I normally do most weeks, and I started Googling the topic. So I came across many articles about famous people's last words, or people's famous last words, depending on how you want to research the topic. Guess what? Google says the same thing. So anyway.
Yeah.
Google doesn't see the difference. Okay. No. So I found so many of them very, very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Two caught my eye and made me want to actually know a little bit more about the people that it was based on. So I didn't just come across and go, oh, that's funny. Oh, and that one's funny. That one's funny. Now I left that to Sarah. That's Sarah's section.
That's my bit.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to have a little bit of a look-see and research a little bit about some of these people. So, yeah, I didn't really know who either of these people were until I started doing research for this topic. So the first one I am going to discuss is Buddy Rich. Now, Buddy Rich was born in 1917 and was an American jazz drummer and band leader. He was considered one of the most influential drummers of all time. Buddy began drumming at the age of two, to which I say, well, that could be any toddler with a spoon and a bowl, but apparently that was when he started drumming. Right? Yeah, my kids started drumming then too. Right.
Okay.
By the age of 15, he was actually the second highest paid child actor behind Jackie Coogan in the 1930s. Yeah, so he actually was a bit of a prodigy. Jackie Coogan did Oliver. He was also Uncle Fester in the series of The Addams Family.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, for those who didn't know, I didn't know. I had to look up who he was.
I don't know who, what's his face?
Nah.
Buddy Rich.
Rich buddy, yeah.
Rich buddy.
he was rich buddy. Yeah, he was. Anyway, in 1937, he began working with other notable jazz musicians. From 1942 to 1944, he joined the Marines. Then he left the Marines and led the Buddy Rich Orchestra from 1945 to 1948. Then in 1966, he started recording big band style arrangements songs of West Side Story.
Oh,
yes. And he found some success in the Buddy Rich Big Band and the Big Band Machine. They were his groups, you see. Yeah, so he found some success with that. Yeah. So despite his commercial success and musical talent, he actually never learned how to read sheet music, ever. He would just listen to the music and play it from memory, which makes sense because he was not a composer. So he would basically take other songs and then rearrange them a bit, but by ear. Do this higher.
Yeah,
it sounds better like
that's
this.
That's an amazing talent to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not in a million
years.
I don't know. No. Couldn't do either. I couldn't look at a sheet of music and then rewrite it and then have someone play it and it sound amazing. Could never do that. And I could never ever like rearrange something, go, oh, this needs to be higher, this needs to be lower, and it'd be amazing. It's all going to end up shit. I'm just going to continue to sing the same 90 songs that I've always sung and you're just going to have to get used to it. That's the way I roll. Yeah. Anyway, so Buddy Rich was notoriously bad-tempered. Dusty Springfield apparently slapped him after several days of playing with him, saying she was sick of his insults.
Amazing.
Don't fuck with Dusty Springfield, people.
No.
This is the bit I love. He had a famous rivalry with Frank Sinatra, which sometimes led to brawls when they were members of the same band.
Yeah. Amazing.
However, They remained lifelong friends. In fact, Sinatra gave the eulogy at his funeral and visited him many times in hospital when Rich was dying.
Of course, that's like us. I mean, how many brawls have we had?
I once accidentally threw Sarah downstairs at a nightclub, but that was over plastic devil horns that were flashing, so I feel like it was worth it.
And she threw you, and she pushed you out for a fridge. So
exactly, yeah. Broke my neck.
I feel like this fridge thing is so underrated right now. Just thinking of all the times you've pushed me off things, down things. Yeah. I'm just like, I pushed you off a fucking fridge. Oh, God, I need to push you off more shit.
I lit your hair on fire at the same nightclub too for fun.
Probably.
I did. I definitely did.
You're a fucking shit friend, aren't you?
But no one ever accused me of being boring, so.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's a few other stories about Buddy Rich that I would like to note because I just found these amazing. Now a now very famous jazz drummer met Rich in a club and asked Rich to sign his snare drum, but Rich accidentally dropped it downstairs. Whoopsie. Rich's temper was documented on numerous occasions when a pianist recorded his outburst with a tape recorder. Basically, he goes off threatening to fire people for ridiculous reasons, but he never actually followed through. He threatened to fire a bandmate for having a beard once. Yeah.
It sounds like you. Yeah. Fired. You got a beard.
You, Beardo, fired.
Yeah.
Do you really mean that? Do I have to go off the bus? You bought the beers last time, didn't you? No, it's my turn next. No, you can stay till the next round. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, man bun cunt.
Exactly. P.S. Rich actually knew the tapes existed. In fact, he asked another musician friend to get them and play the tapes to him on his deathbed, but his mate never delivered the tapes.
Oh!
I don't understand the level of narcissism here. Like, I need to hear my own ranting. That will soothe me, people. Just let me hear my own ranting. That's why I'm doing this podcast. So when I'm sitting there on my deathbed, I can hear myself rant. Like, come on.
Did you find a soulmate in this guy?
Right. I feel, in fact, I might be. Oh, no, I can't be the reincarnation. He died in 1987. So,
yeah.
Anyway. No. And I don't have any rhythm to drum. So.
No. You really don't.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Anyway, his friend who was this musician that he asked to get these tapes for him, he was actually really quite famous, and he wrote a biography of Rich, and in which he notes, while Buddy was tough on his band, there are a few instances where some members actually stood up to him. One departing musician told Rich, "I came to this band to play music, not join the Marines." Another instance was when he had an Australian musician loudly debate with him on a tour bus. Fucking Australians. You cannot take us anywhere.
No.
Fucking hopeless. Anyway, his last words were to a nurse when he was receiving medical treatment, and she said to him, "Is there anything you can't take?" And Rich said, "Yeah, country music." I'm like, dude, same.
When I read that the first time, I went, Amy.
Of course, the nurse was talking about medication, but the response was just pure gold. Buddy died of cardiac failure after treatment related to a brain tumor at a hospital in Los Angeles in 1987. I feel this dude on so many levels.
Yeah.
He was just a ranting asshole, but underneath he actually was fine. He was fine. You just got to get over the ranting. And, it's fine. Don't just try not to kill him. That's fine. Yeah, it's me. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know anyway. What?
I'm glad you stole this one off me. Because mine are just little bits. But yeah. I'm glad you went behind the scenes into his history, because
I really like
the fact that he's more like you than I originally thought.
Look, mate, people who don't like country music, we're a breed. Yeah.
You know, I was reading
assholes.
Yeah. Yeah. Although he did actually, one of the things I did find out about Buddy Rich is he didn't really like rock music either. But I feel like that might have been a little bit more, I think, because he was a drummer. So he was a jazz drummer. So jazz drumming was massive, and it tended to be the thing that stole the show, unless you had like a cool saxophone or something like that. But drumming, like for jazz musicians, drumming was the thing. And I feel like for rock music and for country music, it's just so understated. It's just like keeping time. It's just basically you've got a drum in there just to keep everybody else in line. And I don't think he liked that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I read this. Not read. What can I go and say? I read. I heard this thing about.
I saw a TikTok.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok. I didn't want to say that, but I saw a TikTok. This person goes, the only difference between country music and emo music is the neighborhood you grew up in. I'm like, what? Yes. Fuck, I feel that.
Yeah. Anyway, look, for the last bit of my segment, I wanted to chat to you about another person. His name was Thomas J. Grasso. Now, Grasso was a convicted murderer, and he was sentenced to death in Oklahoma in 1995. I went fuzzy tail deep into this one too, but decided it was kind of a bit boring. I mean, yeah, he was just kind of an asshole. He murdered some people, two people, and he was convicted of a bunch of robberies and stuff like that. So he's just a
bit nasty. I almost did this one too.
And also, the only thing notable about this is what he said at the end and also what he had for his last meal, which consisted of, let me clear my throat and drink some wine.
Crazy.
Okay, you ready? Sitting down, taking a list?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Write this down. 2 dozen steamed mussels, 2 dozen steamed clams, flavoured by a wedge of lemon, a double cheeseburger from Burger King, a half dozen barbecue spare ribs, 2 strawberry milkshakes, 1 half of a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, diced strawberries, and a can of SpaghettiOs with meatballs, which apparently he didn't get. He was so pissed off that he didn't get his SpaghettiOs that in the last hour before he died, he issued this statement. I did not get my SpaghettiOs. I got spaghetti. I want the press to know this.
I would want that too. I mean, that you're about to fucking die. They're meant to give you what you wanted. I don't want fucking spaghetti. I want SpaghettiOs.
I want
different things.
All the cheese and these wines.
But see,
you can't drink six bottles of wine before we put you to death, Amy. Fucking watch me.
Yeah, this is the exact reason they don't do last meals anymore.
Well, they do.
This bullshit.
Yeah, they do. But a lot of prisons, like when I've watched, you know, hardest prisons and blah, 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 they do still have a last meal for people on death row, but it's capped at $50.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I mean. $50
these days.
Because people were like, oh, yeah, I want lobster. You know, it's like, oh, fuck off.
I want caviar from the Atlantic Ocean that's come from this animal. Wait, we can't get that. Well, I'm not going to die until you get me it. And I think there were some things in legislation that said that they had to have what they wanted. So they've changed it now. So just eat your burger and shut up and die.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but look, this man wasn't particularly notable. I just thought that the extent of his last meal was definitely worth noting, and the fact that he was really pissed off about his goddamn SpaghettiOs. Yeah. I mean, after all of that, I don't know if I could. Oh, what am I saying? I don't know if I could eat SpaghettiOs. Oh, yeah, I could fit it in. This is fine. I'd make room.
Personally, I could not have eaten even half of what he had ordered.
I definitely couldn't have eaten half of what he ordered because it has meat in it and I'm vegetarian, so.
Yeah, well, I don't eat mussels or clams.
Yeah.
Yes, that's same.
But double cheeseburger from Burger King, half a dozen barbecue spare ribs, 2 strawberry milks. That shit's enough to fill you as it is, 2 strawberry milkshakes.
Yeah, 2 strawberry milkshakes on their own. I'm sorry, I'm full.
Yeah,
plus bloaty, and I need to shit. I don't need to shit because my lactose intolerance is like, maybe you need to poop. Maybe you don't need to poop. We don't know at this point, but you are definitely full.
2 strawberry milkshakes, a handful of lactase. Yep.
The double cheeseburger alone. Do you feel scrapers?
One half a pumpkin pie with whipped cream and the diced strawberries, and I would have been good. I love pumpkin pie. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yum.
Never eaten.
So basically the takeaway from this is that between the three of us, we would throw the steamed mussels and steamed clams in the bin because gross. We definitely would eat the Burger King burger, the barbecue spare ribs, the milkshakes, pumpkin pie, and the diced strawberries. So, three of us.
Yeah, between the three of us. Yeah, three of us could get through this meal.
So, yeah. All right, Sarah, what have you got?
So, this week I have chosen the last words, well, because it's a fucking topic, isn't it? So,
yeah, good choice. Good choice. Yeah, I'm glad you chose the last words and not the first words. Yep.
Not their first words, second words, but their last words.
That actually is a good topic. People's famous first words.
Most of it will be probably mum, mama. Yeah.
I dare say there was a few small children who accidentally said fuck as their first word.
Yeah, maybe. All right, so Ginger Alden revealed in her 2014 memoir that then-fiancé Elvis Presley's final words before he died in 1977 during a night of sleeplessness. Presley told Alden, "I'm going to the bathroom to read."
And he died on the toilet.
And then he died on the toilet. Well, at least he wasn't eating on the toilet.
Yeah.
He might have been. You don't know.
Oh, he said he was going to read. So, look, I'm just maybe read a recipe book. Who knows? Composer Jean-Philippe Rameau. I don't know if that's correct.
That sounded good, though. So let's go with that. Yeah,
great. Well done.
Thank you. He died in 1764, objected to a song sung by his bedside. He said, "What the devil do you mean to sing to me, priest? You are out of tune."
Right? How annoying.
I hate when the priest tries to sing to me out of tune.
Yeah.
That'll be me and Sarah's deathbed. I'll just be sitting there just singing things out of tune, getting the words wrong, just willing her to come back to me and yell at me and tell me I'm doing it all fucking wrong and to fuck off.
Probably. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to say this name correctly. So philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre turned to his partner Simone de Beauvoir. And said, "I love you very much, my dear beaver." I feel like I would say this just to be, you know.
To me.
To be nice. To be Yanka. I love you, my dear beaver.
And then you
she
die.
She may not know what I'm talking about, but hey.
Oh, no. You would die. My brain's just going. Am I Norbert or Daggett? Norbert or Daggett? God damn you, bitch. Which one am I?
I forgot to ask. Shit.
You're totally Norbert.
You're my daggy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not playing. I'm singing, sitting here singing out of tune and getting the words wrong. Fuck off.
All right. So birth control advocate. I forget.
Yep.
They're words.
Yeah, that is totally a word. Advocate. Margaret Sanger. Her last words were, "A party. Let's have a party."
An orgy. Let's have an orgy. Yeah.
Just feel like, yes. Yeah. Party. This is what this needs.
Yeah.
You know what my death needs? Party.
Party. Nostradamus. Hey,
it's tune
and Nostradamus. So Nostradamus actually predicted his death.
That doesn't surprise me.
And he said
he predicted the deaths of lots of people and not got any of them right.
I've got his book. We should look through it.
Well, he said,
I should read it.
Tomorrow at sunrise, I shall no longer be here. And he was correct. I loved this next one. Oh, it's perfect. Yep. Marie Antoinette stepped on her executioner's foot on the way to the guillotine. Her last words were, "Pardonnez-moi, monsieur." My last words to him would have been, "Get over it.
What you doing me?
You gotta fucking cut my head off anyway." Like, seriously.
Make your foot cunt.
Yeah. Leonardo da Vinci was overly modest, saying, "I have offended God and mankind because my work did not reach the quality it should have. The Mona Lisa isn't good enough."
Oh, the amount of things that man has done, I can't.
I know.
I'm sorry, this sounds like self-indulgent bullshit. That just it
you
sounded
missed
like
one pair of eyebrows.
He wanted I think he just wanted someone to come next to him and go, "Oh no, everything's amazing." I think he just wanted someone to pander to him. Like, it just
Or the fact that he missed the eyebrows really pissed him off.
Yeah. Well, see, I also have a bit of undiagnosed OCD, and that, I could have taken it to that extreme because I'm one for the dramatic as well. So,
yeah. Well, Amy did the drummer, Buddy Rich.
Yeah.
She added in a new one for me. One of mine.
I was helping.
The actress, Joan Crawford, yelled at her housekeeper who was praying as Crawford died. Crawford said, "Damn it, don't you dare ask God for help."
A fucking oath, right? You can't fucking do anything now. Like,
you can't fucking help me.
What I need, what Joan Crawford needed is an old priest, young priest, and some holy water.
It's a gin.
Yeah.
Just gin. Yeah.
Just gin.
That's her holy water. So, Donald O'Connor. Now, I don't know if any of you two know him, but I was a big Singing in the Rain fan, and he was also in a movie with Marilyn Monroe, and I absolutely loved him.
Oh, was he the original Singing in the Rain?
No, he was – no, you're thinking of Gene Kelly.
I was going to say, he's not the main dude, he's the other dude.
No, he's the other dude, the one that sung – Make Him Laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, Gene Kelly was the main male lead in that. He's the other dude.
He's the other dude that I kind of had a crush on growing up. But,
I only remember one scene with the light pole and Singing in the Rain. That's it.
Oh, God.
No, that's Gene Kelly.
Yeah, that's Gene Kelly. And we're going to have to watch that movie now, just so you know. he was a singer, a dancer, an actor, and known for Singing in the Rain. He also hosted the American Academy Awards in 1954. O'Connor died at the age of 78 with his family gathered around him, and he joked, "I'd like to thank the Academy for my Lifetime Achievement Award that I will eventually get." And then he died. And he still hasn't got his Lifetime Achievement Award.
What?
Please get this man a Lifetime Achievement Award?
Get this guy a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Get him an award.
He did so much good. And he made me laugh so many times.
Aww.
Yeah. So my last one is Sir Winston Churchill. And his last words were, "I'm bored with it all."
Amazing.
You pissed off so many people throughout your lifetime. You're a bit of a hero of mine for that reason.
Well, he also worked very hard.
He just pissed off so many people. It was amazing.
He had no fucks left, though, his entire life. He was born with zero fucks.
He was born
in fact,
a
I don't think he was a child ever. He was born an adult.
That's what I'm saying. He was born a little old angry man.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, he was bored with it all. And that brings us to the end of our episode.
Yes. Well, I had so much fun researching this topic, as I did with all the other topics over the past year and a bit. However, we would love some topic suggestions from our listeners. If you have a topic which you would like us to discuss, email us at FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com. Hit us up on our socials, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram. You can hit us up on our blog. Look, punch us in the face in the street. Forget. I can't mind.
Don't punch us in the face. That would hurt.
Oh, we've got to mention we activated it. I have no idea if it works. Amy doesn't know if it works. We tag teamed on the phone setting up Facebook podcast. You can totally maybe find us on there.
We don't know. We'll find out tomorrow when I go and look at it when I'm hungover. So, yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. I haven't looked at it either. But we hit activate, so it should be there.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't even know we were doing this.
Apparently. Yeah. My job. And I forgot, and then I saw it there, and I was like,
It is in the meeting minutes, if you go back, I don't know, a month.
And I sat there on the day that was supposed to launch. I sat there patiently waiting, and it didn't come up. And then I sent Bianca a message, said, what am I doing wrong? She's like, I don't know, mate. And then we looked at it, we're like, oh, maybe this doesn't come out for us until I don't know when.
So oh, then I forgot about it. I remember.
Yeah, I forgot about it. And then the other day I saw it, it was like, oh, the button. I'm going to push the button.
Yeah,
but when I pushed the button, I didn't know what to do, so I had to get Bianca to help me. So, yeah.
Yeah. So apparently we're on there.
No.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, to everybody who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our Arta Dribble. Yeah. Sorry, not sorry. We hope that you have found it entertaining, and you are definitely using all the suggestions for last words that we have put out for you. Feel free to bastardize them, mondegreen them. We don't care. Make them funny. Mm-hmm. Get someone to send them past.
You can totally tell people that Winston Churchill's last words were, such is life. Thank you and good night.
My last words are, you're a cunt. Bye.
It was Sarah. Bye.
Sarah the troll. Bye.
I killed Amy. Bye.
Really appreciate everybody who's listening to us. And I want to make a special announcement to anybody who's started following us recently for all my nagging on my usual social posts. Thank you so much. Our socials have gone up, not massively, but notably. Oh, thank you.
Yes, thank you. I have noticed.
Yes, thank you. Don't unfollow because Bianca knows who you are now and she'll follow you home. Okay, that's